Amid growing global security threats, U.S. President Donald Trump announced plans to build the world's most advanced missile defense system, called the Golden Dome. This system is inspired by the Israeli Iron Dome, but is much larger and integrates a wide network of satellites for missile detection, tracking, and interception. Trump claims the system will protect the US from missile threats posed by countries like China, Russia, and North Korea. He emphasized the need to defend against both ballistic and hypersonic missiles, which are difficult to intercept due to their high speed and maneuverability. The project is expected to be operational by the end of his presidency in 2029. However, the technical and economic feasibility of such a large-scale system is questioned. The Israeli Iron Dome is designed for short-range missiles over a small area, but covering the vast US territory would require thousands of missile batteries and advanced radars. Trump said the system will cover states including Alaska, Florida, Georgia, and Indiana, and that Canada has shown interest in joining the project. Currently, no fully effective defense system exists against hypersonic missiles, though research and development are ongoing in the United States. Regarding the project, cost is a major concern. Even Israel's Iron Dome has expensive interception costs, and creating a global Golden Dome with advanced technology would cost hundreds of billions of dollars. The initial budget is estimated at $25 billion, with the final cost possibly reaching $175 billion. However, the United States Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has projected costs far higher than Trump's estimates, with some options costing up to $542 billion. This comes as the United States faces budget challenges and rising national debt. Trump's Golden Dome may also use emerging technologies like AI and high-energy lasers to defend against advanced hypersonic missiles. While the United States has invested in laser weapons since the 2010s, experts point out limitations, including weather dependence, high energy requirements, and shorter range compared to missile interceptors. The plan echoes the 1980s Star Wars Missile Defense Initiative launched by President Ronald Reagan. Although that project never became operational, it had a strong psychological impact on the Soviet Union, pushing it into costly military competition that contributed to its collapse. Trump said his project will complete the work started by Reagan 40 years ago to end missile threats to the United States for good. Some analysts believe the Golden Dome is more a psychological tool to raise rivals' military costs than a practical missile defense system. In the context of growing US-China competition, it could be a strategy to push Beijing and Moscow into an expensive arms race. However, China and Russia today are more economically and technologically resilient than the Soviet Union and have more experience handling Western sanctions and pressure. The American public is also less willing to support huge military spending amid domestic crises. Though ambitious and costly, the Golden Dome project may serve both domestic political purposes and international psychological warfare. The key question remains whether this will spark a new arms race, or if lessons from the Cold War will encourage more strategic caution among the major powers.